medical story now. We've known about Truvada, the name of a new drug, for a while. An influential advisory panel of the Food and Drug Administration has endorsed the drug, shown to prevent HIV infection in healthy people. It recommended approval of the pill for people at risk of contracting HIV. A final decision is expected next month. But there's controversy. Joining us now is Dr. Kenneth Meyer, a research director at medical research director at Fenway Health in Boston, also a professor at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Hi there, John.
And first of all, this isn't a vaccine to prevent HIV infection. This is something else. Describe.
This is a pill. This is a pill that individuals have to take every day if they're at risk for becoming HIV infected. So it's more like contraception than a vaccine.
And Dr. Meyer, is this is there a target population here?
The major studies were done in men who have sex with men in several countries around the world, and in heterosexuals at high risk for HIV in Africa.
And what would be the controversy here? There is an issue of cost of treatment.
Cost is certainly an issue, but I think some people are concerned that people who are now using condoms may not use them because they now have another option. Our feeling is that with more than 50,000 new infections a year in the U.S. and more than 2 million across the globe every year, new HIV infections, having a tool like this is extremely important.
Talking with Dr. Kenneth Meyer, research director at Fenway Health in Boston. He's also a professor at Harvard Medical School. Doesn't the possibility of a pill like this create a sense of false security and might encourage actually more high-risk behavior? How do you deal with that as a public health person?
It's really important for any physician to educate the patient before offering this as a tool for prevention. This is not something that's going to be available over the counter, so it means that there has to be a clinical encounter beforehand, and that has to lead to discussion.
Is this Truvada more effective statistically than condom use and other traditional safe sex procedures?
Condoms used consistently are the most effective means we have to prevent HIV. But this is highly effective, particularly if individuals are highly adherent. It's not going to work if people don't take the pill. So it really presumes that individuals have to know what they're doing before they start this regimen.
Well, given that condoms are so cheap and available compared to this drug, why is it an alternative and who would it get that condoms would miss?
A lot of individuals don't like condoms, are not willing to use condoms. If they're couples that are discordant, one partner's infected, the other's not infected, and they're committed to each other, they may not want to use condoms throughout the course of their relationship. Like diet, exercise, these are things we know what's the safest thing to do, but individuals don't always do that.
FDA doesn't always follow the advisory panel recommendations. What do you think will happen here?
Impossible to predict the FDA, but one would hope that they would take the advice from this knowledgeable body seriously.
Dr. Kenneth Meyer is medical research director at Fenway Health in Boston, also a professor at Harvard Medical School, talking about the possibility of the approval of the new HIV prevention drug, Truvada. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.